Liberal MPs abruptly ended a committee hearing after CBC CEO Catherine Tate refused to disclose what her 2023 executive bonus would be.
Canadians were outraged to find that a Toronto baseball field banned aluminum bats, the use of hard balls, and home runs over safety concerns.
India is hitting back at Canada after two men wanted in the murder of a Sikh activist were arrested by Canadian officials. Hello Canada, it's Thursday, May 9th, and this is the True North Daily Brief. I'm Cosmin Jirja.
And I'm Noah Jarvis.
We've got you covered with all the news you need to know. Let's discuss the top stories of the day and the True North exclusives you won't hear anywhere else. A House of Commons Heritage Committee meeting was abruptly halted by Liberal MPs after CBC CEO Catherine Tate refused to disclose her taxpayer-funded performance bonus, sparking a heated exchange with Conservative MP Rachel Thomas. Tate's refusal to divulge details about her bonus came under intense scrutiny during Tuesday's committee session, with Thomas pressing the CBC CEO for transparency regarding executive payoffs. Thomas then highlighted Tate's influential role within CBC's board of directors, particularly in discussions concerning executive bonuses. During the committee session, Tate said MPs shouldn't focus on her performance pay and demanded even more long-term funding for Canadian media due to an ongoing crisis in the sector. However, as the dialogue intensified, Liberal MP and committee chair Heidi Fry abruptly adjourned the meeting following a point of order raised by Liberal MP Talib Noor Mohammed against Thomas. During the ongoing debate, Fry accused Thomas of a, quote, penchant for arguing with everyone, leading to a contentious exchange between the MPs. The meeting was then adjourned after Liberal MPs voted in favor of it ending. So Noah, CBC CEO Catherine Tate has been asked multiple times by this point to disclose what her bonus will be. And this comes after CBC announced that it would be laying off around 600 employees. Now, I think that has been diverted because the Liberals have given the CBC an extra tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer funding in the last budget, but still, Tate refuses to disclose what her bonus is. What is she hiding, Noah?
Well, I think Tate is overly concerned with optics, but the problem here is that this whole situation doesn't make Tate look very good. She's very concerned with optics, but she's not really good at playing the optics game. From time and time again, we see that, you know, Tate is hauled in front of these committee hearings, and when questioned by Conservative MPs, you know, she bristles at these questions. She is just outraged at the fact that she even has to answer these questions. And then when, you know, Liberal MPs or, you know, even NDP MPs ask her questions, it looks like, you know, a couple of friends, you know, just catching up after not seeing each other for a long time. So you can definitely see the contrast between when members of different political parties try to question Tate. So it's not exactly, you know, a foreign idea that the CBC is partisan and, you know, favors the Liberal Party and their interests. You know, she doesn't make it seem as if this is something that Canadians shouldn't be concerned about when she appears in front of these committee hearings. And this is the one incidence in a long string of these sorts of occurrences. So I think that this whole debacle really shows that the Liberal MPs are just committed towards making the CBC look good. Catherine Tate is not committed towards transparency. She's just committed to making her institution look good so that the Liberal MPs can spend minimum amount of political capital when they increase funding to the CBC, although that doesn't seem to be working very well for the Liberals. Just look at their polling numbers. But it's all this like sort of optics game that they try to play. And I think Canadians realize that they're getting played. The CBC and that Liberal MPs do not have the best interests of the average Canadian at heart. And if that's the case, then a lot of Canadians will see the CBC as an institution that ought to be gotten rid of. That's why when Pierre Poilievre, he goes around the country, hosting rallies, and he talks about defending the CBC, that is often the loudest applause line that he has, because Canadians are sick and tired of the CBC. And part of what drives that sentiment is exchanges like this, in which Catherine Tate is given preferential treatment by the chair of this committee, Hedy Fry. The city of Toronto took down a sign on the fence of a baseball diamond in the West End after an image of the rules made its rounds on social media as an example of city overregulation. The sign at McGregor Playground on Lansdowne Avenue banned the use of hard balls and aluminum bats, competitive and high-level play, and restricted pitching to underhand throws exclusively. The sign, introduced in 2019, originally said, quote, "home runs are not allowed," but that part was removed due to backlash. Quote, "no fun permitted, absolutely none," said one ex-user. Others took the sign as an indication of a declining society. Jennifer Kiesmatt, the former chief planner for the city, posted on X that the citizens of Toronto should ignore the sign and, quote, "swing for the fences always." In a follow-up post on Monday evening, Kiesmatt said, quote, "I made some calls and that the sign should be down imminently. Due to the proximity of the field at McGregor Park to nearby residences, balls are to remain within the playing field to avoid damaging property and potentially hurting residents. These specifications are outlined in permits for leagues utilizing the diamond to limit home runs and balls going out of the field," a city representative told True North in an email. They also told us that new signage was introduced in 2019 to inform users of this requirement. Physical changes were also made in response to ongoing complaints from residents of the neighboring condominiums and the former local councillor about stray balls damaging property. So, Cosman, at first glance, it seems as if the city of Toronto are just being joy kills, and we've seen this phenomenon really sort of grow during the COVID-19 pandemic, where playgrounds were shut down, where pretty much any sort of recreational venue was shut down at the behest of public health officials. But it seems as if this sort of safetyism has been a thing since 2019. However, there are some people who do have the concern that, you know, the public order must be maintained, and that baseballs flying into neighborhoods is a sort of corruption of the public order. So where do you fall on this debate, Cosmin? Do you think that the city is just overregulating what people should be able to do? Or do you believe that this is a legitimate public safety concern?
Well, look, I think putting up a sign that has all of these rules is indicative of this nanny mentality that liberal progressives have. And we know Toronto is a city dominated by these people, at least the municipal government is. And you're right to point out that this really came out truly during the pandemic, when you had people, I remember they were putting up like hazard signs around playgrounds, they were taping them off, and you couldn't even go on swings. So I think this is ridiculous. I think most people who do use a park understand the rules, understand that you shouldn't be hitting baseballs through people's windows. And that's just an implicit social norm. And people follow that. You don't have to tell them that. So putting up this sign, I think, is condescending. And it's just a part of this culture where safety matters above all else. India's foreign affairs minister accused Ottawa of welcoming in criminals from India in the wake of the RCMP arresting three Indian nationals believed to be involved in the murder of Sikh activist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. Subramanian Jaishankar also called Canada the primary driver of what he described to be a violent movement of Sikhs seeking to carve their own country within India. Sikh separatists refer to this desired state as Khalistan. The Indian minister said, quote, "It's not so much a problem in the US. Our biggest problem right now is in Canada." The day before, RCMP charged three men in connection with the murder of Nijjar, who was assassinated outside a Sikh temple in Surrey, BC last June. Nijjar was an outspoken Khalistani activist, and his murder launched a major diplomatic fallout between Canada and India. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau accused New Delhi of orchestrating Nijjar's assassination in the House of Commons last September, further escalating tensions between the two nations. Domestic protests against the Indian government were spurred on by the alleged assassination, as well as investigation into murders of Sikh activists involving the U.S. authorities and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Jai Shankar was asked during the Saturday forum if countries like Canada and the U.S. should be allowed to continue partnering with India while also allowing people to support the Sikh separatist movement, a stance the Indian government has deemed to be unconstitutional. He responded by saying that the federal Liberals and other unspecified political parties, quote, pander to Sikh separatists for votes and have granted, quote, these kinds of extremists, separatists, advocates of violence, a certain legitimacy in the name of free speech. So Noah, this is an evolving story, and India is clearly not happy, but Canada does have some legitimacy when it comes to this, because if a foreign government is going around murdering people they don't like within our own territory, something has to be done. Do you expect this to escalate and potentially lead to a diplomatic freeze between Canada and India, Noah?
Well, we've already seen relations between Canada and India break down, and I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to break down further. I think that there is some negligence and just some bad behavior on both sides of the fence. On Canada's side, I believe that, you know, the Indian Foreign Affairs Minister does brace some grains of truth in that Canada does have an overly permissive immigration system, and just we're overly permissive in the type of people that we allow into the country. The fact that these assassins were able to obtain student visas, allegedly, is just a clear perversion of the student visa system. So, you know, the Indian Foreign Affairs Minister put out some grains of truth, but I think he is putting out those grains of truth to sort of subvert Canadians' thoughts on this matter. The fact of the matter is, if India did send out those assassins to murder Hardeep Singh Nijjar, I think that is a clear violation, not just Canada's sovereignty, but just being able to trust India. I mean, the West in general, Canada, the United States, Europe, were all sort of trying to develop this Indo-Pacific strategy, try to turn those Indo-Pacific countries, mainly India, but those other countries in the region, away from China's influence and towards Western influence. And it makes it a lot harder for us to pursue the Indo-Pacific strategy if we have poor relations with India. They are probably the biggest linchpin in that plan. And, you know, the Trudeau government, they've been working very hard on their own Indo-Pacific strategy to sort of fall in line with other Western nations. And this whole debacle is just undermining that strategy. And I believe that if the Trudeau government, they don't get this under wraps really quickly, this can escalate further. I believe that once the assassins are sort of prosecuted, perhaps the Indian government may retaliate. They may believe that these men are sort of one of them and that they sort of have a right to defend them, and the last thing we'd want is for them to perpetrate even more assassinations. So I think that Canadian authorities need to investigate this matter to as far as it goes. And I believe that Canadians should not be convinced by sort of arguments from foreign affairs ministers whose legitimate flaws within Canada's immigration and visa system, while also trying to subvert Canada's national interests at the behest of India's national interests.
That's it for today, folks. Make sure to check in at www.tnc.news throughout the day for all the news you need to know. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share our work with your friends and neighbors. And if able, please consider supporting independent media at donate.tnc.news.